Welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. Host Green Diva Meg and sidekick Green Dude Scott share resources and ideas for green living as they explore fun and low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green. And now, your hosts, Green Diva Meg and Green Dude Scott.
Yay! Was that you whistling? That's yep. So cute.
Oh, thanks. I whistle for myself.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Green Divas Radio Hour. You're on with Green Diva Meg.
Green Dude Scott.
And Silent Jessie.
Silent Jessie.
She's waving, in case anybody cares. Yeah, we're having fun. We got to play some music for a little while.
Whoa.
We got stuck in traffic. Wayne called and said that there was some terrible accident on Route 80, and he can't even get out of his office. So I'm hoping that whoever...
Please drive careful, people.
I know. So we're lucky to have gotten here, but we were a little late for our musical portion, so a little discombobulated. And all our whatever.
Well,
so,
for those of you who don't know and haven't heard, we often come in an hour before the show and play music.
Rock and roll,
and
yeah.
Can sign on, log on to homegrownradionj.com and listen in and interact. You guys get on Facebook.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun because Beth, who does the show before us, and she does a great show, she asked, could you come in an hour early? Because I think she gets tired. And I just love doing the music.
She was on for 3 hours. That's a long
time. Yeah, I always want to do more music during our show, but we just don't really have the time.
Well, we have so many people being interviewed and
calling in. So many people to talk to, things to talk about, resources to share.
Well,
we do. We always run out of time.
Blizzard out there, literally, of information. And, of course, every season we have certain things that we like to talk about. And, of course, we all know what Monday is.
Monday. Oh, the V-Day?
Guys. V-Day? Guys listening, don't forget, Monday's the day.
Yeah, but why just guys? I mean, you know, really?
Doug is blowing me a kiss as he exits the studio.
Oh, bye, honey.
Oh, that was for Meg. Thank you.
It was for all of you.
Oh, it was for... Oh, thanks. And everybody listening.
Thanks, Uncle Buggy.
Kisses.
He does the
Uncle
music.
Buggy.
He did the music tonight.
Yes, he did. Wonderful list.
Yeah, I'm having fun. Well, I'm going to play more of it during our musical break if we get one, if we, you know, can get through our opening crap.
Opening crap.
I can say that on
internet
radio.
It's never.
Drive safe.
Have fun.
Anyway, tonight we do have our GD correspondent calling in. GD Kimberly Phipps Nickel calling in from Reno, Nevada.
No,
let me get through her name.
I
got to
say something. You got to stop with the GDs.
The GD? People think it's like
God damn correspondence.
I think it's kind of funny. I like or Grateful Dead.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Right? Could it be?
It could be.
Could be.
But in this case, they are Green Divas.
And our interview. It's not Chef Michelle Nichon, like it says on my outline. Silly me, didn't edit that well. But tonight we're going to be interviewing Jessica Arenella, who's the creator and producer of the What You Can Do series, the series of one-minute videos that have really powerful messages on things that
Everything.
We can do, simple things that we can do to make the world a better place.
For each other.
A lot of them are environmental or green in certain ways, and some of them are just... You know,
well, they're all
being conscientious or
right,
active in other
all
ways.
Socially responsible ways
Thank
to
you.
React to the
what would I do
madness
without
around
you,
us.
Scott? What would I do without you? So anyway, Jessica will call in later, but we have some stuff to talk about. I mean, between the V-Day thing coming. Oh my goodness,
V-Day.
Is
that like D-Day?
V-D.
But with flowers and chocolate?
V-D. Anyway,
no.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that awful?
No V-D on V-Day.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, no, please. But let's see. One of the things I before we launch into all the fun stuff that I know you have researched and I've got some things, I kind of enlisted and took the challenge that Rodale, I don't know if you've seen Rodale.com, but Rodale is one of the original publishers of organic living magazines and writings on organic.
They have a list
and
of,
farming
of
and,
periodicals and books
yes,
that
yes.
are...
Yes, Rodale is fantastic.
Right.
Anyway, their editors and their infinite wisdom had sent me out a little challenge as a blogger and radio host to take the plastic-free February challenge.
Oh, good luck with that.
And I, being a green diva, said, oh, but of course, I eschew plastic... And it should be easy for me. And I have failed so miserably, it's embarrassing. Well, I actually cheated last week.
What?
I cheated.
Oh, with the plastics.
Yeah.
Now, seriously now. There's so much plastic in our lives. I mean, just reducing it or recycling it is huge. I mean, every little tiny bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know.
Makes a difference.
I think part of the challenge and the reason for it is that it helps to become aware. There's no way that you and I are going to be plastic free overnight or in a month.
No,
even.
I don't think we will be ever again.
But every step of the way, it's enhanced my awareness, if you will. And I'm just trying to get the link up here. And anyway, so I was kind of cocky because I thought, well, I use glass storage. I use reusable bags at the grocery store. I use you see me with my stainless steel bottles. So I'm like, oh, I'm pretty anti-plastic. But, you know, I looked at it. My glass containers have plastic lids. Okay, that was a bummer. And I was also cocky because I didn't have to go shopping for a couple of days. So I didn't, you know, because one of the rules is you don't buy any new plastic. Yeah, I know. Your face. I wish we had your face on the radio show.
I'm trying to think how you can avoid plastics. Seriously.
Well, you can't. No.
In packaging.
So you take this challenge, and you're in my head thinking, oh, da-da-da-da, all right, it's going to be a little challenging at the store.
Well, squirrels are running on the treadmill.
A little challenging? Yeah, that's my brain. A little challenging? Scotty, it was like...
Scary, isn't it?
Impossible. I was so overwhelmed because, of course, it was Super Bowl weekend brunch thing at my house. And I realized that in order to buy, you know, well, and even, I don't even know how to say it, but almost everything comes in plastic.
Yes.
You know, even when you're buying organic
vegetables.
Or you
drove your car, that's full of plastic.
Oh, my God.
Brush your teeth, that's
plastic. It's a little discouraging, but I think it's important to become aware, and it's a good exercise in becoming aware and in doing the things that we can do to reduce. And anyway, I've written a couple of blogs about it, and... they were kind enough to include me in their blog list as one of the bloggers writing about it. And somebody at Huffington Post did a story about this.
Yes.
And my name was in there as the Green Diva or whatever. I'll tell you, we got a lot of traffic from that
Huffington
Post Green.
Huffington is another.
Was like the day before they got announced that they're going to merge with AOL.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I have to look at that again because who's going to be what?
I don't know.
Huffington AOL?
Yeah. So anyway, I just want everybody to well, hopefully, you know, go to thegreendivas.com, shameless plug time, thegreendivas.com, or to our Facebook page. We do need Facebook love. We're really trying to get that. And I have some posts with some helpful links, and I don't whine too much, but I think people will relate to how difficult it is to be plastic-free in this world, and it's... sad and good that we're trying. So let's move on to the V-Day stuff.
Well, again, if you go to the Green Diva Radio Show Facebook page, we have posted some things that you can, at least some ideas.
Yeah, you went on like a posting binge yesterday morning.
Binge?
Like bing, 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 bing.
Well, I saw some information, and it was researched information because when I first looked for this free trade chocolate,
fair trade, honey.
Fair trade.
Did I say free again?
I keep thinking I bought chocolate today. I was like, I wish it was free. But and of course we discussed this before we went on the air. It's getting kind of late to order it, internet wise.
Yeah. So you have to find a local source. And Scotty had asked me before the show, where would I go locally?
Yes.
And I said my local health food store, the one in Denville, Grassroots. And I'm guessing that most people's health food stores will have, and speaking of that, and Rodale, like, let's just, you know, wrap them in again. They today, or yesterday posted, they did a whole taste test on organic fair trade chocolates.
Right.
And of course, Green and Blacks came up pretty, you know, pretty high on the list.
Well, I tell you the difference with the, you know, and I know we all love our, you know, regular store brand chocolates, but if you really take the time to sample the different chocolates, you'll find that the heavily commercial chocolate is really not very good quality. I mean, it's chalky stuff. It's tasteless. It's not, I mean,
chalky.
You want some good chocolate. And of course, we've all learned that chocolate's very good for you, but not all chocolate is good for you. the heavily processed stuff isn't going to give you the same benefits as the higher quality.
Well, so I'm going to recommend that people go to Rodale.com, and I'm sure on their homepage they have a link to the their organic chocolate taste test that all their editors, what a fun job, you know? I'm here, you know, slogging it out without plastic, and they're eating chocolate. What's wrong with this picture?
Well, somebody got a good assignment on that one.
Anyway, so, but they're obviously doing great stuff, and on our Facebook page, you have a couple of nice links. Ooh, and then there's Wear Your Music. Did you see my post about that?
I did.
I'm wearing it. Looky.
I see it from far across the room. It's very small.
Okay. Yeah, this is not good for radio, but...
Well, describe it. So,
what it is a company called Wear Your own organization. I Wear Your Music, W-E-A-R. Has very clever. This designer has figured out how to make used guitar strings into bracelets, and they're cute. They have like different clasps, some of them, and they're reasonably priced. But what she's done that I really glommed onto was that they've gotten all these rock and roll stars. Rock stars, Eric Clapton. I mean, I made a whole list. We were talking about Santana before, Eric Clapton, some of the new guys, Jason Mraz and Jack Johnson, Dave Matthews, you know, everybody, you name it. And they're all donating their old guitar strings that they have used, and they are being made into bracelets, adorable bracelets that incorporate some silver. And they donate, each artist has their own organization that they want to donate to, like Surf Rider Foundation is, I think Jason Mraz is. That's where he's donating. If I'm not mistaken, I have to look up the.
So basically, what you're saying is people can buy these guitar strings that were at some point used by.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, they've all and they're certified. They come. They come with a certification, so you know that. That they've all been, yeah, let me see, Surf Rider Foundation, the Grateful Dead has, so Bobby Weir has for his foundation, the Rex Foundation, Carlos Santana's Milagro Foundation, and, you know, there's just many, many, and I just had a link to the few that caught my attention.
What does that cost? What is your
well, the artist ones, which are called, the artist bracelets is right. What they call them, they range in price from about $100 to $500. Eric Clapton's was $500.
But you're not getting just a bracelet. You're actually
no. You're donating. All the profits are donated to the organization or charity of the artist's choice.
It's a great idea.
It is a great
idea. Especially with tax time coming.
They must go through thousands of these things. Eric
oh,
Clapton?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's a great idea, but just the one that they sent me to kind of review and test and play with, which is lovely, is considered a fashion bracelet, and they're ranging in price from $7 to $9.99.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Very reasonable, and it's recycled.
So what's a $9.99 one? Somebody, like, I strummed the guitar? Or?
Well, no, it's just a bracelet, man. It's just like some fool's donated this, yeah.
Some fool busted strings.
Yeah. I've got some of those.
That's a good cause.
I've got some of those at home.
Yeah, and that looks nice. It's very nice. It's attractive.
I think it's a really,
like
really clever
it's,
idea. Yeah, and I just want to mention the name of the designer. Her name is Hannah Garrison. And the link, you can go to our website to see the thing, but the link, I believe, is Wear Your Music. .com.
Spelled.
All spelled out. W-E-A-R, not W-H-E-R-E. Wear your music, boy. Oh, my God. So.
Are you still in a tizzy? You still look a little frazzled.
Me? No, I'm
okay. You're settling in.
I'm recovering.
Good.
I'm recovering from the new technological trauma.
For those who weren't on with us during our music segment, we had some technical issues. That
we always do.
We don't like to have before our show.
So, Scotty, what are you doing for Valentine's Day? V-Day.
Well, my significant other is in school, but she'll come home. I can't say it on the air. I'll tell you later. But, gentlemen, you got to get out there and
What did you just say? You can't say it on the air?
I can't say it on the air. It's got to be a little bit of a surprise.
Oh, you're surprising her. Oh, you mean she listens to the show?
Yeah, sure. Who doesn't?
My guy.
Your guy. Well, your guy's What is he doing right now then? You want me to call him up? Get him on the phone. Let's call him.
Actually,
call him
I did talk to him a little while ago. Kimberly. Okay.
Oh, Kimberly.
I just want to reintroduce our Green Diva correspondent, Kimberly Phipps Nickel from Reno, Nevada, calling in. Although I think she's in Florida right now, but it doesn't matter. Wherever she's calling from.
It's warmer than here.
It's all warmer than here. You got her on there, Jess? Kimberly?
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good. How about you? And I'm actually in New Orleans tonight.
Oh, New Orleans.
Girl, you're just everywhere.
I know. It's wonderful, though.
It is. It is nice.
So what are you doing in New Orleans?
I've got a conference, actually, for commercial real estate women.
Yeah, as if it's our business, you know.
Well, it's good.
Scott.
I like to hear that because I was in New Orleans for a month after Katrina, and it didn't look like it was going to recover.
I went there a couple years after.
There's a couple of spots as you drive through between the airport and downtown that you definitely wonder how long it's going to take for them to rejuvenate.
Well, if I keep having conferences, that'll help.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
So now you are a green builder, green building consultant, designer, and educator. And did I get it right? You're in Reno, Nevada.
Yes, I am.
Okay. I knew you said northern, and I automatically put Reno, and I questioned myself. So thank you.
Yep, you got it.
Tell us a little bit about what you do.
So I provide design and environmental planning services for mostly commercial buildings and businesses. So I'll work with landlords who are looking to attract tenants to their building, or I'll work with a tenant who's looking at a new space and they want to make it energy efficient, high performance, healthy place for their occupants to work. And so a variety of different clients, but also healthcare facilities specifically. You work on some VA projects and then some fun ones like community food co-ops.
Oh, and I know that's almost a segue right there, Kimberly.
Yeah, exactly.
She's good.
Because I've got inside information. I know what she's going to tell us about.
Do share.
Yeah, go ahead and segue into what you're going to tell us about tonight.
Well, you know, we were talking about the other day what's really bubbling in northern Nevada, and as with a lot of states, but Nevada really specifically, we have a lot of fifth and sixth generation family farmers and ranchers who are trying to keep their historic lands in the family, producing food for the nation. And a lot of people in northern Nevada are really getting into the local food movement. They want to know where their food comes from. And so they can now find out who's growing their food, who's raising the beef that they're eating, the eggs that they want to have for breakfast. And so there's a really exciting local food movement happening. We call it Know Your Farmer, Know Your Food. And it's a lot of fun, some really great people to be involved with. And that has led to the development in the downtown core. We're currently designing and doing a tenant improvement on a historic building to create central farmer storage so that all of these family farms now have a place where they can bring their food once, twice a week, which means that they don't have to go from restaurant to restaurant to restaurant and make deliveries so that our local restaurants can now serve local food. The restaurants now have a central place that they can come, but then we as everyday consumers also will have a place that we can come. So I guess you could kind of look at it as the year-round farmers market, although that's not technically what it is because it's not like the farmers are manning stalls. It's actually a community food co-op, which is its own member-owned entity.
Oh, it is.
The central hub. Yeah.
Wow.
Very exciting.
Yeah, anytime that you can streamline that whole process of getting it from the field to the consumer, anytime you can shorten the distance and streamline it, everybody wins.
And I love that we're including, the restaurateurs and I think that's excellent.
Exactly. And I'm sure that you all have talked about the energy footprint that goes into transporting food large distances. So when you can shorten that transportation, not only is it better for the environment there, but then, if you're buying locally, then you're reinvesting in your own local economy, which I think all of us would like to do.
I think it's incredibly important. I don't know if you're familiar with, but we're going to be interviewing a guy named Woody Tash, who's started, wrote a book about slow money.
Oh, that sounds great. I would definitely love to look that up, because I'm part of the slow food movement.
Yes,
so.
And I think it's somewhat modeled after that, but the concept is that slow money that we are, you know, I think the tagline, I don't have it in front of me, but the tagline is, you know, investing as if farms and food and fertility mattered. But it really is all about investing in your regional and local economies, and obviously in large part through farming.
Great.
So, yeah, I thought I'd mention that because I can't help myself sometimes.
I will look that up.
Well, I think this is really exciting stuff, and I'm not sure I've ever heard of anything exactly like what you're talking about.
You know, I am not sure that I've heard of exactly this kind of a thing, too. We've heard about year-round farmers markets and other food cooperatives, but as far as co-ops having the opportunity to partner with the farmers at this level, because the local food network actually got a grant to be able to create this central storage place to really get more bang for the buck, so to speak, and, you know, multiply the capacity. That's what's really exciting for us.
Well, I hope that listeners listening will be inspired, and, you know, if anybody wants to know more, what can they do to look into the project or to find you?
Well, they can find out more about the project. The website is greatbasinfood.coop, which is looks like coop when you type it.
Yeah, right, right.
Greatbasinfood.coop. And then my company is bluewaterstudio.us, as in United States. And so that talks a little bit more about what I do professionally and then services that I provide. And I'm actually providing these services for the co-op. And then the co-op's location, you can learn so much about what co-ops are all about and about this exciting new project that's happening. The beautiful thing about co-ops is that the people there really care, and they don't mind if you're from another area and you call and ask them, hey, what are you guys doing? How are you doing it? How are you making this work for the community? They want to spread this movement. This isn't something that they're trying to keep to themselves.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity for people from out of the area to look at it and learn and call and ask questions, too.
Well, it sounds like you're applying your knowledge in a fantastic way in your community, and I'm really thrilled that you called in to tell us about it, and we'll keep up with you and ask more about how that's progressing as next time we talk.
That sounds great, and thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm so excited that there are shows like yours on the air available that not only people can listen to live but download podcasts too, because we're all people on the go, so to be able to do that you know, in a mobile way that works for our current society is just really exciting.
Yeah, well, thanks for the podcast plug.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
good
thank
night
you
Kimberly
for the time. You guys have a great night.
All right, we'll talk
to you
soon
later. Okay,
good night.
Bye.
Wow.
Yeah, now for those who don't know, as the show is progressing, Silent Jesse is immediately adding to the playlist any sites that are brought up or mentioned.
Yeah,
by
I think
guests.
That's important to mention. That
so if you don't catch it first time, don't worry. Just go on to the site and you'll see the links right there.
Well, and clarify which site. It's homegrownradionj.org, the site for the streaming the show here, because we do have a playlist. And since we don't play as much music, but, you know, we do list some of the resources that we're talking about.
Well, our plethora of guests is really kind of squeezing out the music. Plethora.
I know, plethora.
Plethora.
I mean, our
it's
busyness.
A favorite one.
Yeah, sure. Someone's calling in. How exciting. We have someone calling in.
Why,
random.
Why, like that never happens.
I
You're
love
like that never happens.
Oh, it's Jim Crotty. Okay.
Yeah, Jim
sure.
James. I thought it was James.
I know.
Oh, I'm thinking.
Well, he knows. I know him as Jim. Jim?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey.
Hello, Megan. How are you?
I'm great. I don't think I've heard your voice in 30 years, but I've been, like, corresponding with you daily on Facebook. It's kind of funny.
He has a radio voice.
He does.
Oh, you're the second person to tell me that in a week.
There you go.
We're just sucking it.
All this time, I've missed it. I could have been on radio.
Could have been.
So you've been.
Well, now you are. So.
I could have been a contender.
Here we go.
Well, yeah, now you're. Here's your chance, man.
How you been, Megan?
I'm good. I'm been remarkably good. So, good. Have you been paying attention to the show?
I actually tuned in just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
So, I actually live in a place that's actually going very green, Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wave here just about. So.
Well, that's a wave everywhere, thank goodness.
Yeah, well, you know, take care of the planet. Take care of the planet. It's the only one we've got.
Yep.
Well, so. I think some places are slower than others, but Asheville is a pretty progressive place, isn't it?
It is.
It is. It is.
I've always heard good things about Asheville. I really want to go there.
Now, that's in the mountains, right? Isn't that central west?
Absolutely. Western North Carolina.
Right.
Now, was that near that triangle where all the schools are and everybody's all hip and groovy and
all
young?
College
No, that's down in the Piedmont.
Okay.
That's down in the Piedmont. We're in the mountains. We're like...
Oh, so you're not with the young, groovy, hip people.
Wait a minute. He is a hip, groovy person.
No, I'm in Asheville. Come on now.
No,
so basically, I know where he is, and you have two modes of travel, up or down. You're going uphill or downhill.
Really?
When I first moved here, I want to tell you that when I drove around with people and they were driving, I was getting altitude, seasick or whatever, because the roads are real curvy and narrow in a lot of places. The modern modern network of highways hasn't really reached Asheville as well as other places, but it's really a beautiful place, really nice place to live.
All right, so we'll just make a trip and crash and visit.
What?
And
you crash?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I'm going to come.
The transmission will go in the car.
No, I don't mean crash on the highway. I mean, you know.
Oh, like sofa surf.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, hey, we're here.
Dude.
You remember Trey Poindexter?
Yeah.
He was just here. He just had dinner here a couple of weeks.
Now, he's a dude that sounds, I see his posts online, and I'm like, he sounds like he's kind of green, like he's into this whole thing.
Oh, sure he is. Sure he is. But poor him, he lives in Texas right now.
So. Oh, well, and he's not in Austin?
He's in Austin, which is his saving grace. But.
Well, I was going to say, as long as you're in Austin, you know, then he's cool.
It's an improvement.
Yeah, Austin is the island of sanity in Texas.
I finally figured I'd call in and at least say hey.
Well, I it's very exciting. It's very exciting. Jim, call any time. Now, is it Jim or James? I knew you as Jim.
Jim.
Okay.
Jim, yeah.
But there's all this formality on Facebook. If your name is James Karate, you know, you start to become James Karate.
I've noted that. I've noted also that a couple of guys I was friends with or went to school with, that they've changed their name.
Well, maybe that's to protect the innocent.
No, they've changed, I can think of one, I don't want to mention them by I don't want to mention them by name and call them out, but two people I know, one changed his name from Roy to Tom.
Well, that's a little weird.
Well, yeah, and one changed, I guess his parents, when he was a kid growing up, Sandy, and I forget as we all knew him as Sandy, but
well,
after high school.
But
we
Sandy
went,
is a nickname for Alexander.
No, Sandy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sandy. So okay. I was kind of like, wow. You
so
know,
we can,
I mean,
we
it's really weird
this.
Trying to call somebody a different name.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And holy moly.
You got to ask, like, okay, because some people are like, no, I'm James the Third now.
Well, no. Okay. He was always.
Oh, John, you know how I'm giving my buddy
James
Eves the hard time. No, he was Jimmy. He
not
was Jimmy.
To me. Not to me.
Well, that's because you're younger.
Not that much younger.
You had to do respect. He was my age, so I could abuse him. All right. Well, we won't get into all that. But you know what? I love it that you called, and I would encourage our other listeners to call any time. As long as we don't have someone on the line, we love talking to you.
Yeah, because we only get one at a time.
I know, we only get one at a time here. We're in our advanced studio.
Well, we appreciate it. It's good people are paying attention to what's going on, and like I say, down here it's just huge. I mean, there's not a lot of construction going on right now, obviously,
right.
But you know, what is going on is, you know, people are really getting pretty serious about it.
Good to hear. Well, keep us informed and call in once in a while or write us and tell us, and we'll talk about it on the air.
Sure. Absolutely.
You can be our voice
be
from Asheville. Bye-bye, Jim. Thanks
bye,
for calling.
Meg. Be good.
I don't know about being good. I don't know, but I'll try. Well, that was fun. We had, real-life person calling. I'm so excited.
We often have real life people calling.
I know. But it was random. It was unexpected. It was a fan call.
There you go. Anyway, we didn't drag them in.
Does he count
and
as a fan that he knows us from like way back when?
Wait, well, I have fans from way back when, don't you?
I know. It's nice. Although, you know, it's always nice, and I've been getting more and more mail lately. I got mail today.
Yeah, I've been getting some chat.
A woman who she was born in South America, but she moved to the United States. She loves our show, and she wants to be a Green Diva correspondent.
Good.
And she's moved around a bit. She's very worldly. She's now working for an Italian company doing some organic skincare stuff.
So what you're saying is we're going international.
But baby, we are international. Do you know I checked
I'm serious.
Our statistics, I checked. Every once in a while I look our statistics on the Google Analytics for our webpage.
Isn't that a radio test?
Would you just
listen
to me? 88 countries.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know, that's a lot.
88.
88's a lot of countries, dude.
It's not 87, it's 88.
I don't know, but it's 88 countries.
Name.
And, yeah, let's play some music. Jesse, you like tired of listening to us? Like, I think we should listen to some music. Good call, babe. Good call. All right, listen to a couple tunes, take a break, but please come back. We have a great guest coming, and Jessica Arenella will be on, and lots of fun things to talk about. Stay tuned.
Like the music? You're listening to a podcast, you won't be able to hear it. Sorry. To hear Green Diva tunes, you have to listen every Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now more from Green Diva Meg and Green Dude Scott.
Before I get too far gone, I just want to welcome you back to the show. You're on with the Green Divas. I'm Green Diva Meg. Hello? Dead air over there.
Dead air is Green Dude Scott. I'm trying to keep up with all the Facebook
you
people here.
I know. We have a lot of fans active tonight. It's kind of fun.
Focus, yes.
Focus, Grasshopper. Speaking of Facebook, I just want to just plug again that we really need some Facebook love. And if you're out there listening, we'd love it if you found us on Facebook and liked us. Just look up Green Divas Radio Show. Anyway, we now have... in the wings here, Jessica Arenella, the producer and creator of What You Can Do series. I think it's a web series now, but I think we're going to be on TV with it pretty soon. So let's talk to Jessica about what she's been up to.
Hello.
Hey, Jess.
Hi, Jess.
Hello. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Great. Having a great time.
Oh, good.
We are.
Guests like you. That's good.
I know. we're having fun.
Before we say anything, I would just really like to say thank you to you guys for having me on again and for all the support you've shown us. It's been really amazing.
Well, I hope it's helpful. You're doing some wonderful work. It's so much fun to, you know, to work with folks like you.
That was very helpful, and we are very much admirers of you as well, so thank you.
Excellent. Well, thank you. I'll just say thank you. So you've been busy with your whole water conservation thing lately. You want to tell us about that?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, for us last year, you know, there's basically three of us who are working on this, myself, Alicia Arenella, the executive producer, and Julie Portarici, the head writer. And last year for us was really about creating the...
Jessica?
Videos. Yes.
Your I'm not sure if it's your phone, but something... Are you on a cell phone or a landline?
I'm on a landline.
Huh. Okay. Then it's us. Carry on. Ignore me. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I just wanted to make sure we have the clearest possible, you know...
We just lost you for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. On the landline?
Oh, no. Yeah, no, we just want to make sure we get your voice nice and clear, your beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Start again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. Yeah, there's basically, as I was saying, three of us working on it. Alicia Arenella, the executive producer, Julie Tortorici, the head writer, and myself. And last year for us was really about the creation of the series. We did one video for every weekday of 2010. And on a different social topic. And we did it, you know. I don't know that we'd ever want to do it again.
Yeah, right.
But we did it once. And so when we were talking about our goals for this year, what we really wanted to show was how these small actions can add up and be measurable.
Right.
Because I think so much sometimes we feel so overwhelmed because we feel like our one small action is just in a vacuum.
Right. So you provide a little metrics to show people.
Exactly. So that's what we wanted to do. So we came up with this idea of doing a water conservation challenge. And we knew from the wonderful EPA that if you are to shut off the tap while you're brushing your teeth, you and morning and night, you can save up to 8 gallons of water. So we basically asked people to join the challenge and click like on Facebook if they were in, with the goal of saving 1,000 gallons of water that week. And we were really lucky. We doubled our goal.
Yeah, I clicked in. I clicked in.
I know you did. Thank you.
But that was just that day.
Yeah, well, you do it every day.
No, you know, I got to be honest with you. I have a little bit of a problem, and I was going to bring it up because I really want to conserve water, but I have extremely sensitive teeth.
Yeah.
And my water comes in very cold, and it takes a little while to warm up.
Are you well water?
Yeah.
Or
well water. So it's kind of challenging because I literally, you know, it's very hard for me to rinse my mouth in freezing water without pain.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes, please. Somebody.
Well, you can set water out. You don't have to refrigerate water.
I was going to say that.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Well, see me, Jessica, we're thinking alike.
There you go.
I had like a little mental block. I'm thinking, how do I do this? I know there's a way. Silly me. Yeah, just bring a glass of water up before bed, and in the morning I have it.
Something like that.
Room temperature or whatever.
Bottle of water.
Yeah.
As long as it's not plastic.
Well, that way I don't have to wait for it to warm up or whatever. Okay, I digress. So I do it sometimes because I really want to, and then other times I just can't.
Well, I actually think that Green Dude there has an excellent idea.
Yep. Okay. I'm on it. Let's listen to Jessica more. I'll shut up.
No. But, you know, I think that's actually – I'm actually glad you said that, because I think that that's really one of the things we're trying to show with what you can do, is I think that everybody kind of has these things. Like, we're all trying to do the best we can and then feel badly when – or I feel badly. You know, when you feel like you're sort of not doing all-encompassing saving the world activity.
Right.
And so we really are just trying to show that, you know, these little tiny actions, if you can add them to, you know, we had about 150 people who participated, 150 people's other actions, they really add up.
Well, that's definitely what our whole message is about, and sort of the little, you know, tongue-in-cheek about being a Green Diva, is that we can't do all of it all the time and perfectly, and we shouldn't be feeling guilty if we can't. But if we do know that when we do a simple little thing, like turning off the water while we brush our teeth, how much it makes a difference. I'm always stunned by the statistics.
Well,
that a little thing can make a difference.
I'll tell you what's huge, which is annoying, is running that hot water until it gets hot.
Yep. It is, yeah.
You can wash your hands with cold water, people. And there's
no need
for it
to be scalding
hot.
Yeah,
and actually bringing up what you had mentioned, you know, before, if you, you know, while you are running the water, if you catch it in a basin, you could use that to, you know, wash your dishes or even wash your car or water your plants so you're not wasting that water.
Well, isn't that funny? Now, I hadn't heard the catch basin. What I heard was, you know, bring some water upstairs that's room temperature to use.
Well, it depends on what you're using it for. You're talking about brushing your teeth. She's
right.
Talking about using a basin in your sink, which...
Which is a good idea, too.
It's a great idea.
There's
my grandmother used
ideas.
To do exactly that. And you know, water is just always there. You turn the knob and it's always there, and people are awfully used to that.
Yeah, I've read, according to the EPA, you know, the average American uses 100 gallons of water every day.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah, they said it's 1,600 glasses of water. And I think it's just what you're saying. I think we don't, it's a resource that we're so blessed to have, and we don't realize when we're using it. And so, you know, if you can just start to make these little changes, like, you know, keep that basin in your sink so that you're not rinsing your dishes. I know that saves a lot of water. Or, again, keeping, instead of running the water to get cold water, just keep a pitcher in your fridge.
Well, I'm so glad that you're beginning to focus on statistics and gathering, you know, data, real-life data on some of these things, because I don't retain that stuff at all. I'm terrible at those things, but they are meaningful to me.
Oh, good.
And now I can just refer to you. It's like, oh, you know, Jessica's probably already done this. I've got to go
Jessica
see what she's done.
Jessica said.
Well, you guys
have
that wonderful thing on your page where you said the thing about recycled toilet paper. Which I thought was so interesting, if every family in America did it.
Recycled toilet paper. A lot of people look sideways.
I know. What? Ew.
Hey,
ew.
Yes.
But it
right.
exists. It's true.
Well,
but it's true. I mean, when you see a statistic like that, you know, that if every family in America did it, that you would save, what was it, 420,000 trees?
Well, I'm telling you, I have no memory, and for statistics, even less memory, so I'll trust you on that one.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
It is amazing, and they're staggering, some of these. And some of the stuff is really simple, and again, it's sort of like just, you know, pick your battles. What is easy for you to do, do it.
Exactly. And that's part of the reason that we chose to do that first, because it's something that you're already doing it. We're not even asking you to. I know that we had this idea for like a shower conservation challenge, which I actually think would be great, but you have to first measure how much water your shower is actually, how much water is actually coming out of your shower per minute.
Okay.
We didn't want to ask people the first time for that extra step.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, you're already doing this. You can just shut off the tap. You know, we were hoping that people would jump on board, and they did. We were very lucky.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Because
you like
this
that,
time of year.
You like that nice warm shower on a cold day. It's a lot better than shutting it off.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But shorten them.
Yeah, exactly. If you can shorten even by a minute, can save.
Now, there I probably shine because I am a quick shower. I am a really, you know, master quick shower girl.
Are you really?
I am. I can get, like, the whole body washed and the hair washed and rinsed and bada bang, bada boom, I'm out in 5 minutes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's very impressive.
Now, I'm going to be honest, I don't always shave my legs during that 5 minutes.
Ew.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not always part of the deal. But in the winter, you know, hey, I'm just saying.
Well, you're also 5 foot nothing, so you don't use much water anyway.
5 foot nothing, but a little bit more on the sides. Oh, man, sucks.
There are so many ways, and I would like to see more homes built with, you know, water-restricting, you know, water flow-restricting shower heads and, you know, a little more of that. I mean, they have these really fancy showers now with multiple shower heads. And
I know.
You know, it sounds like fun, but, oh, my God, the water is just draining the reservoir.
Well, there are more and more companies coming out with nice, fairly luxury, you know, water conservation type shower heads. But I just want to say that I love the kind of work Jessica's doing because it's like my plastic-free February nightmare.
Which I think is so interesting.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
It's
but it's a good nightmare because what it is it's raising awareness, and that's what you're doing by just asking people to just pay attention. Just pay attention to what you're doing. And, wow, it's upsetting.
Yeah.
Paying attention.
And also we're trying to empower people, you know, to show them that if you're not acting alone, these very simple things really do add up to changes that could really make huge differences. I know we were fortunate enough to work last year with over 70 not-for-profit organizations and, you know, some of them really big, like Defenders of Wildlife and Mercy Corps, and then some small, like local shelters. And we were really surprised when we were going around sort of looking for these one-minute ideas. We expected to hear, oh, there's nothing you could do in a minute. And nobody said that.
Yeah,
everybody
right.
was like, actually, you can.
Yep. Little things add up.
Well,
it's really inspiring.
It's where our minds are all going, to these small sound bites. And, you know, you're just going with it. You're not fighting it.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, and I do think, actually, that when you, like you guys, I know, talk about this, when you do that one little thing and you feel good about it, it does inspire you to do more.
Right.
It does.
Absolutely.
It does.
You know, you're absolutely more likely to, you know, bring up the basin, you know,
and
your toothbrushing.
I really think understanding that little action, you know, like, you know, when I find out what the statistic is, that little action saved 8 gallons of water.
Right.
It makes me think, like, wow. Okay. Like, I really do want to do it. I just think that we have so much around us that we're unaware of all the time.
Absolutely.
So it's important. And, you know, people, we said it before, but people can see your series, right? If they go to,
What You Can Do, 365.com.
What You Can Do, 365.com. Thank you.
Yes. And we're trying really hard this year also to try to widen our community. You know, we're really lucky we've been able to gather, you know, almost 10,000 fans on Facebook. And
really? Wait a minute. How? I've been slogging away at that. We've got like 1378.
Well, I tell you what, they are posting constantly. I see two, what do we have? Animal? How? I'm sorry, what is the one with animals? It's a NOVA program. How smart are animals?
Yes.
I don't know.
That's one of them.
Oh,
and
support
African students' education.
Yeah, I wanted to watch that NOVA last night. I ended up missing it, but the How Smart Are Animals? That was NOVA Science.
My sister saw it and said it was amazing.
Yeah.
So I have to watch it, yeah.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to watch it because you posted it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But you're busy now. You said you're working on PBS?
We are. You know, we're very fortunate to have premiered on PBS, and we have a standing sort of agreement that if we can get the sponsorship, we can get back on PBS. And, you know, it's tough. I think everybody's finding that this year. You know, trying to find funding is really hard. So we are going to do a Kickstarter campaign. You guys know what Kickstarter is, right?
Oh, now you were kind of cutting out a little bit there for a second. Say it again.
Oh, yes. We are going to try a Kickstarter campaign.
I don't know what that is.
Well, Kickstarter is a wonderful, wonderful organization that they have. It's sort of a grass Roots website for fundraising. So what you do is you put your project on with the amount of money you want to raise, and then you give a description of the product, and then you say, you know, you give prizes. So for $10, you get this prize, or $25, you get this prize. And then you, as sort of everyone comes together and you hopefully raise the money.
Right.
The catch with Kickstarter is you don't get the money unless you raise everything.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So you really have to hustle.
You got to hustle. And, you know, we're a little nervous because our goal is pretty high, you know, the sponsorship that we need to get back on. But we're doing it. So we will keep you posted on it.
Well, we'll tell our fans. Come on, people.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I think we want to support what you're doing. It's really great stuff. So, you know, please go to and find them on Facebook.
Yes. Along. We're at facebook.com/whatyoucando.
See? There you go.
And it's if you go to kickstarter.com and you type in what you can do, we'll come up.
Okay.
And we really would be so grateful for any support.
Good. Well, I hope we can drum up a little support for you, Jessica. I'm so glad you called in tonight and you were flexible with us.
Oh.
I think we had to cancel on you.
Thank you.
Winter.
Thank you. Anytime.
I think it was winter. I'm going to blame winter.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, winter.
Blame winter.
Winter's been rough.
Yeah. Well, anyway, on to spring, and we'll talk again soon in a couple of months, I'm sure.
I would really love that.
All right. Thanks, Jessica.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, we could do multiple shows about water. It's an issue.
Oh,
I mean, everybody's
just,
like,
just
yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I turn the tap, here it is. What are you worried about? Well, let me tell you, where you're getting your water, what they're having to do to clean it.
I'll tell you, Jessica and her crew there, what you can do, are tapping into some great, you know, the issues that are really prominent. Remember the last time we talked to her, it was the Dark Ranger thing?
Yes.
And you know, that's an up-and-coming issue. I think they're really tapped into, you know, the up-and-coming issues. And water, of course, is, you know, kind of obvious. But.
Yeah, well, it's a kind of dark and gloomy subject when you really get into it.
Yeah,
because,
I know.
You know, there's a lot of ideas, a lot of things that you can do to make it better. But, you know, unfortunately, I have well water, and
yeah, so
I'm on an aquifer that is fairly clean and safe. I mean, it's not heavily populated out here.
Yeah.
And it's a good, healthy aquifer, but you know, you go to the cities where the water's being piped from, you know, other places.
Well, sometimes it's better.
Be treated.
Sometimes it's better.
Well, not better than my water.
Yeah, well, I don't know about my water, but anyway, it was good. I don't know what was going on with the phones there. I don't know if it was us or.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
One day at a time here.
Yeah. So, just so people know, I have added a page to our Facebook page, thegreendivas.com. I do have a upcoming guest schedule now posted.
Outstanding.
We have guests like right into May.
Oh, that's good.
We're very, very busy and popular. It's kind of fun. We're having some really
fun
guests.
You're going to miss me in May. Don't forget. I'll be gone.
Oh, is that your bike trip?
Yes.
Is that already coming around again?
May. It's the same time every year.
Well, you know, I can't think that far ahead. I can't retain
it. And this year, you know, we've lost.
Yeah, I know. It's a big year.
Many officers.
It's a big year. So we'll plug that quite a bit. Anyway, next week we're going to have Jurian Comp, the publisher and founder of Ode magazine.
I like Ode.
Love Ode. And I'm surprised how many people don't know Ode magazine. What is wrong with them?
We'll change that next week.
Well, you know, I love Ode because they're really all about solutions and positive news, and they keep it on the positive side. And I just really appreciate that. Then, on the 24th, my birthday week, in case anybody cares.
Oh, yeah, your birthday's coming up, really, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be old.
Older.
That week we have the Green Reaper.
Oh, I guess.
Elizabeth
I can't
Fournier.
Because we have so many more questions for her.
Well, she, you know, on our, I get the statistics on our.
You like statistics, don't you?
Well, I
We've
do.
We've talked about statistics.
But I can't retain
times?
Them. I need notes all the time because I can never, I'd be a terrible politician. So, you know, I'd have
you
to
tried.
Have crib notes everywhere. Yeah, and I failed.
Well,
so, but anyway, what I was saying was if you,
really.
Our podcasts, hers is like 150 more plays than every other show. Because, well, the Green Reaper's kind of an interesting topic, and she was a great interview. I love her book. What was it? All Men Are Cremated Equal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Still didn't quite get that subject taken care of on the air, did we?
All men are created equal?
Well, I just I took exception with it, that's all.
Oh, because all men, people here. Well, my 77 blind dates. I don't understand that. My 77 blind dates thing.
Yeah, okay.
Do you? Well, all right, we'll have to ask.
Two weeks.
And Green Diva Lisa is like out there, you know, in Seattle land. She keeps posting these pictures. She's in a house overlooking the Sound.
Now, hold on a second.
And on these gorgeous pictures. And
when
it's just
she gets back,
me.
I am going to have a word with her.
Yeah, well, look, she may not come back for a while because
our little filmmaker girl
there has got a couple of big projects.
Good. That's what she was going for.
That's what she does, and so we may have to forego her presence for a little while.
She'll be back.
She'll be back. You'll be back. Anyway, what a great, you know, we got like a minute left. We had a great show.
Yeah, well, a couple of technical glitches, but we roll with them, you know.
We roll with it.
What else are you going to do?
We roll with it.
But now...
So
okay.
please
let's
visit
do
us.
A quick Valentine's thing.
Visit us at thegreendivas.com. Please like us on Facebook.
Or else
Green
I'll tie your shoes together.
Okay, what's your last minute V-Day?
Well, the flowers thing, and I brought this up a couple weeks ago.
Organic flowers, fair trade.
Oh, all right, free trade.
Flowers?
I have a great idea, and I like this idea, and this one is called a Year of Seeds. It's a gift.
Oh, I love that.
And instead of having their flowers shipped from California or wherever the roses are coming from this year and beating the heck out of the planet and paying so much for flowers, this is something meaningful, and it's easy. It's called a Year of Seeds. Just got to look it up. You'll find it. And it comes with individual little flower pots.
And you start them inside or whatever.
And you can do them all at once. You could do them. And, of course, this time of year it's great to have, and you posted a picture
of
your
flowers. I know. I post pics. Flowers
something
can green
be sane in
your house. In the winter.
Right.
You know, they
absolutely. Do. It helps with the SAD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm
Baloney.
So sad.
But still, seriously, having
all
something
right.
growing is
well, we've
is
burned
nice.
Up another whole hour, Scotty.
Yes, we so, rushed through it.
Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great green week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Hour. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, follow them on Facebook and Twitter, and don't forget to visit thegreendivas.com.